Hey there, this is Melinda, and you're about to listen to the Bone In Podcast. We'd like to remind you that the Bone In Podcast is a comedy podcast. And despite me telling you that I'm a scientist, I'm not, or a doctor, or an expert of any kind. All the research was performed by some idiots who apparently have too much time on things. All information contained within is for entertainment purposes only. Our language is lewd, obscene, crass, and generally offensive, so if that's not your particular cup of tea, this podcast might not be for you. Or if it is, and you have children that are still up, maybe come back later. If you're still here, enjoy the show!
Hi! Welcome to the Bone In Podcast. Right now we're going to do a bone to pick, and our bone to picker is J-Rock.
Yes, sir.
J-Rock, what's your fucking problem?
My fucking problem is with food, and for three reasons.
You love food? Your problem is with food?
Yes.
Like the actual food or food services?
Food in general. Okay. And allow me to clarify, I have three particular reasons.
You're not allowed to clarify.
First off,
okay, go ahead. Yeah, go ahead. Actually, I just thought about it. It's going to make more sense if you do clarify.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So first off, I don't appreciate that I have to be ashamed of some of the foods that I eat. For starters, and I'm putting myself out there to all 25 listeners admitting this, but
25?
Ooh.
Yeah, it's about what we average.
Wow, we're getting big.
Getting up there. International, too.
Whew.
For that one listener in Poland.
Well, thank you,
we see
Poland.
You.
Yeah.
Anyhow, one thing I've always liked to do is take spoonfuls of Parmesan cheese, like straight out of the can. And I feel like that's a little shameful.
Disgusting.
Yeah.
But who's shaming you? Is there somebody sitting there being like, why are you doing this? Or is that you telling yourself that you should be ashamed?
It's probably mostly just me being ashamed of it, which is, you know, I feel like I have a gripe there. Obviously, there's something making me feel ashamed of it.
I think you should feel ashamed. That's fucking
I don't think you should. I think that, anyways, go on. But I don't think you should be ashamed.
And I also had, or like when I'm getting a can of SpaghettiOs or bagged mashed potatoes. I don't know what it is about mashed potatoes in a bag. I love it.
Yep.
It's better
Instant
than
mashed
normal
potatoes,
mashed potatoes.
Yep. They do have very distinct taste.
Yep. And the more fake, the better. And I, for one, don't appreciate that I have to hide that I like to take a couple swigs of pickle juice after I have a pickle. I just enjoy it.
I had a pickle shooter, like, you know, the little vodka. Do you remember 99 Bananas?
Yes.
There's a pickle one, and it's actually really good.
Is it whiskey?
No, it's just that whatever 99 Bananas.
That 99 Bananas stuff is a...
I have a story about 99
Is a menace.
Yeah, it is bad, but...
I accidentally groped my friend.
Accidentally?
Well, I did it on purpose because I was fucking drunk, like super drunk. I think I died
for a little bit.
You groped your friend first?
I groped my friend and then I died. I threw up all over the place.
Jared, how did you feel about this? Was it Jared that you groped?
No, this was many years ago.
Oh, okay.
It was a female friend.
But I don't think that you should be ashamed of drinking pickle juice. There's people out there that you could get drinks or chips that are pickled flavored. Like, who's telling you that you should be ashamed?
No shame on the pickle juice, but that Parmesan thing is gross.
I don't think it's gross.
It's
disgusting. people eat cheese as a snack, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's the same.
There's cheese boards.
Yeah.
There's a literal.
Well, I do.
Well, I think it's more that you're taking a volume of something that's larger than its intended. Like, if you ate a scoop of butter, that would be just as shameful, I would think.
I don't do that, but it like because it's a garnish or a topping.
Yeah, because it's like, you know, are we talking shredded Parmesan?
The grated, you know, the stuff that comes in a can.
Hmm.
If we get a Parmesan block, I'll just cut off pieces and eat that. What's the difference between eating a chunk of cheese just on its own versus like taking
exactly.
a little pinch?
Yeah. And I was raised on, you know.
I think it's more that you're standing in the refrigerator doing it.
Yeah, the door's normally open. And
it's like eating over the sink. It's like, put it on a plate.
Yeah, next time put your Parmesan on a plate,
pour yourself a glass of wine, and now you're sophisticated. You're no longer an animal.
Yeah, have a bath.
There you go. Yeah, have a bath.
Eat some Parmesan cheese.
Eat some Parmesan cheese in the bath.
Well, there you go. I did, as I was thinking of this morning, I'm not this shameful. I wouldn't do this, but I do remember when I was a kid in church, there was a guy that used to sit there and bring the, you know, the to-go cans of Parmesan cheese, little skinny, tall ones.
What?
And he'd just tip it up, do a little pinky tap, you know, on the top.
During service?
Yeah.
What?
In the middle of church.
Okay. That's, I mean, that's a little bit.
So, and I think that's why I feel ashamed, because I'm like associating myself with that man. Which that's really over a line.
He must have been hard to talk to, right?
I don't know.
Like there had to be like a pungent aroma coming from him the entire time.
I imagine he was a smelly man.
Yeah. Did he have a family or was he there solo?
Family,
wow. That's
the whole family.
That's somebody should look into that. Like somebody should go over and do like welfare check, because that's very like that's what else is he doing? If he's doing that out in the open, what is he doing behind closed doors?
What is he doing when he goes home?
So what's your bone to pick? So you said you have a bone to pick with your self-shame. Mm-hmm. Is that it?
Self-shame?
That's it. I don't like that I feel ashamed for.
No. I mean.
Well, stop it.
We did make a podcast about me trying to eat 200 hot wings. So, I mean, obviously, food is.
There really shouldn't be any food shaming here.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. This is a safe space.
Unless if you're, you know, I don't know, putting ranch on everything. I think that's kind of. I one time went to a pizza truck and they refused to serve ranch to people. They're like, nope.
So I have a bone to pick with that.
No. Oh.
That's bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm paying for your food,
mm-hmm.
you're not going to tell me what to fucking put on it.
But exactly, if you're going to a place where they're, you know, where their pizza is their pride, what you're saying is this is not good enough without ranch.
It's not even the point. It's just, it's better.
Or like when somebody sits down, I make a big meal and the first thing they do before tasting it is like dousing it in hot sauce. It's like, did you taste it first?
Well,
does it need that hot sauce?
Don't have any hot sauce at your house then.
But I do like hot sauce, but eat it first. Tell me, you know, you're tweaking it without, you know, you're already assuming that you're going to need the ranch.
But it's their meal. Why?
Yeah.
They get to eat it the way they want it. See? Food shaming. No, see?
Yeah, I'm not saying. Well, I'm just saying you could eat a bottle of ranch on its own if you want. That's cool. I'm not food shaming. But if I'm going to make you a meal and you're just going to douse it in something.
See, but that's even a little bit different. I can see that also, because if you're making the meal and you're like, hey, just try this first before you put ketchup all over it.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Yeah. But that guy
if
did.
I'm paying for food. I'm buying food.
Oh, no.
You're not going to tell me what the fuck to put on it.
Very specifically what that man said when he delivered the pizza. And they're like, can I get a side of ranch? And he said, we don't do that here. And he walked off. And I was like, that was kind of, like, I get it. That was kind of bold, though. I don't see him around anymore. I wonder what happened to his pizza truck. It was at that one place that we go to all the time that no longer has food trucks.
Most of them don't usually have food trucks anymore.
Oh.
There's only that's one, kind of fading out.
We were talking about it, and there's really only one that consistently has food trucks.
For a while there, I think I was surviving on just food trucks. Before I became a parent, I would pretty much eat most dinners at a food truck.
Before you became a parent?
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean?
So like before I had children and
a parent.
Yeah, a parent. A parent. It became very apparent.
I was like, wow. How did you do that?
Yeah, I ate solely at food trucks. I don't know. Why are they phasing out? I love food trucks.
I don't think they're phasing out. I think they just follow the crowds.
Oh.
And if you can't draw a good crowd,
I think the places that we go to don't always have a good crowd.
Right.
But what places,
which is why we like them,
is needed? Like, where do you need a food truck? Like a trampoline park? Where are you finding food trucks now?
They go to events a lot. Like, they'll go downtown a lot.
No.
And capture the people going betwixt bars.
Eh.
Things like that. I don't know. I'm not a food truck person.
Oh, yes, you are.
I'm a food truck consumer. I'm not in the know, though. Because I really only go to one. If it's not at the brewery that I'm at, I don't really go to food trucks.
So you don't like food trucks? That lobster place, people track where their trucks are going to, apparently. Because they sell out quite a bit, which is weird because they're okay. And then that weird hibachi place.
Lobster is stupid.
people track their food truck.
Lobster is stupid. It's a sea insect. Mm-hmm. Do you know, historically, it used to be it was a trash food. They'd serve it to prisoners and stuff because it was considered trash food. And now it's a...
Well, I don't care about all that. It just doesn't taste that good on its own. And then you just put a bunch of butter on it.
I think if it was cheap, I would eat a lot more.
Just
but it's
expensive. Buy the butter.
Yeah, just eat a stick of butter.
Just eat a stick of butter.
Yeah, there you go. We're circling it back. Would you eat just like melted butter? Sometimes I'd melt butter and put it on my popcorn.
I melt butter and put it on just about everything.
But you wouldn't eat it by itself?
I put it on my ice cream.
Oh, that would be really good. I didn't even think about that.
No,
ice cream with some butter? That sounds really good.
I'm going to food shame you for that. That's.
But do you know what toffee is? Or like caramel? That's all melted butter.
I thought it was melted sugar.
Yeah, it's like melted butter and sugar.
Oh, yeah, and sugar.
I love toffee. I'll break a tooth on toffee. I don't even care.
All right, now we're just talking about food that
I'm
we like.
I'm hungry.
Yeah. And I got more on this food thing. Sorry. That was only part one.
Okay. Oh, geez.
Oh, my God. There's a part two.
There's a part two.
Should we take a break? Is this going to take a long time?
It won't be too bad. What are we, like 10 minutes?
I should jump into it. I was just kidding.
Second part.
I was time shaming you.
Ooh.
There's a lot of shaming going on here.
Yeah, it's fun.
It's kind of fun. Second part is I don't appreciate how food carries itself, meaning... All the good shit is terrible for you, and it's wrong. So, like I said, I was raised on a lot of processed food, so I have a proclivity for it. I know it's bad. I know it's bad for me, but you know what? A can of SpaghettiOs just hits the spot sometimes.
Frozen
foods.
SpaghettiOs are kind
of... I used to really like SpaghettiOs. There were a lot of things that... Because I also grew up in the land of fake... foods like mac and cheese and stroganoff.
America?
Yeah. I don't like it now. I used to, but I don't know, something happened where now I'll take a bite and I'm like, that's not hitting like it used to in the brain receptors.
You're bougie now. That's what it is.
No. I think
you're
old.
Hoity-toity.
So sophisticate.
She thinks she is.
No, I mean,
she's like, I'm too good.
It's not as salty. Like, it's not salty anymore. SpaghettiOs, like, it's very mild.
You think they took all the MSG out?
I think maybe they did. It doesn't, it tastes different.
Or there was that whole thing where MSG is going to kill you. And there were, for a while, a lot of foods had now with no MSG in it.
I think it was a trend.
You think that's when?
I think it was a.
Got destroyed.
Like,
they were food shaming the Asian folks.
I do love MSG. MSG is good. Like, I know it's not good for you in like, excessive amounts, but it makes things taste really yummy.
Well, neither is sodium, but sodium is savory. Essential for you.
Yeah.
MSG is delicious.
It's like, what do they call it? Umami? The umami flavor, where it's kind of like miso. But
all right, again, MSG being bad for you, but tasting delicious.
No, yeah.
That's, I got, that's not, my bone to pick.
But it's not bad for you.
In large quantities.
That was bullshit. Well, yeah, you shouldn't eat like a truck.
Anything. We found out eating licorice in large quantities can kill you. So essentially don't eat anything, which is funny, which is ironic for this podcast. But
don't replace your entire body weight with any food.
Yeah.
Well, and some like sugar. Sugar really
is awful for you.
Pretty much any quantity is terrible for you. Yeah. But it's delicious.
No, there's a daily allowable...
Allowance.
Allowance. There's a daily allowance of sugar. It's just, it's not as big as everyone wants it to be.
Yeah, that's what I'm
saying.
It's
not bad for you up to that point.
What is it, like a quarter teaspoon?
It's like 22 grams or something.
Do you think
it's less than a Coke?
Yeah, so you
have like a Coke takes you up and over in one shot.
Right, exactly. And I think soda's delicious. I like soda.
Do you think that the reason why you like it so much is because it's high in calories and your body enjoys that? It's like, whoa, this is really yummy because it's high in calories. And that's why it's not good for you?
I don't know what's going on. No. And I don't know why I do. I just know what I do. Sugary, delicious.
There was a time that we used to go, Dan and I used to go running very large amounts of miles and he would start craving Diet Dr. Pepper. No, it was just Dr. Pepper, right? Just randomly.
Probably Dr. Pepper, yeah.
You're like, I really want a Dr. Pepper right now.
I don't do diet drinks.
And sometimes it just hits the freaking spot, right?
Yeah.
You get that Dr. Pepper and it's the shit. And then somebody gives you a diet and you're like, the fuck is this?
I only drink that. I don't like the taste of like Coke, but I like Diet Coke.
Cocaine. I like the way it smells. It smells really good.
But yeah, so you have all these foods that... taste delicious. Same with, you know, fat.
Ooh, I love fried food.
You go over fried food, get those carbs, the delicious carbs, not the good carbs. The good carbs, oh, you can have some vegetables. Like, no, nobody likes vegetables.
The complex carbs.
Unless you're either deep frying those vegetables or dousing them in something else, adding them to something else that does taste good. Nobody likes to sit down and just like eat a carrot.
I know people who went to not a vegan diet. What is that called? Like a vegetarian diet. And they're like, I don't understand. But everything that they were eating that was, you know, meat free or whatnot, it really was very quite unhealthy.
They were just eating like cheese.
Yeah.
And
like fried vegetables.
Fried cheese.
Like, I don't understand.
Frying stuff.
So you could still eat things that are supposed to be healthy, but in a way that's delicious, that's also going to harm you. So there's no way.
Well, and a lot of vegetables are like kind of weird in that like broccoli.
Ew.
It's filled with like a lot of vitamin C and stuff. Like it should be good for you. But when you just eat it, almost none of that actually gets into your body.
Why?
I don't know.
Yeah. Is it like a fiber thing?
Yeah, I was going to say, is it locked in the fibrous part of it?
I don't know.
I know that if you eat broccoli, it's one of those foods that they recommend you not eating if you have gastrointestinal problems because of how much inflammation and gas it causes. So like, there's a whole list of foods. I think cabbage is on there.
Yeah.
Good for you, but it can actually, it has vitamins, but if it messes up your gastrointestinal system and you're farting and pooping everywhere, it's probably not that great for you.
Well, like corn's like that too. Like corn just, we can't digest it. I think broccoli is one of those too.
I wonder
if
it's because it's high in cellulose and we can't digest cellulose appropriately.
Maybe.
We don't have enough stomach.
Anyway, is there another part to this?
There's a third and final part, yes.
Third, final part.
And this one's quick.
What was the second one again?
So shame is the first
shame.
One.
Shame. How the best tasting foods are also the ones that you have to be conscious of how much you're intaking. And the third is people who define themselves as foodies.
Oh. Are these people cooks or?
No, just anybody who would say, I'm such a foodie. It's like, oh, so you like food that tastes good. What a unique individual you are. Nobody else does that.
Those people are bougie, Dan. I don't do that. I just like eating food. I like eating good food. And I think everybody else does, but I don't go around being like, I like eating good food.
You don't claim it to be part of it doesn't define you as a person that, it's so important in my life that I eat
good food.
Good food.
What is a foodie to you? Is it just someone that says they're a foodie?
Somebody who eats at restaurants or likes eating at good restaurants and eating good food in general.
I do like eating good food.
But that's my point, is everybody does.
Oh, okay.
So you can't call yourself a foodie because that's everybody's.
And it's always a really nice
treat.
Because
you like to waste money.
Going to a nice restaurant and getting like something special. Like, I don't know. They just like treating themselves.
But everybody likes that.
Everyone likes treating. I see where,
So you're saying that people feel like they are special in a way of being like.
Right. You're trying to claim you are unique in a way that's not actually unique.
They either can't afford to do that and that's what they're actually happy about, or B, they can't afford to do that and they're stupid and they're kind of qualifying.
It's a flex.
Yeah. They're like, well, I'm not smart enough to make my food at
manage
home.
Manage money.
But it's because I'm a foodie.
I'm such a foodie.
I just can't eat this crap.
Did you see the menu?
This is my garage.
It's a movie. It's like a dark comedy. It's called The Menu.
Mm-mm.
It's pretty good. You should watch. It's about that.
Oh, you would love that.
You would love that, actually.
Yeah, exactly.
There's a guy. Do you remember the guy who plays off of, what was that called? The Mad Max. We saw it in theaters. The guy who like sprays his mouth.
Nicholas Holt.
Yes. He's in it and it's hilarious. And he's a foodie. You should watch it.
Is he?
He is.
Or is he just someone who likes good tasting?
Exactly.
Food?
So you should watch
it. Actually, I think it's even, like in that movie, it's even different than that. He just, he like takes pictures of his food and stuff.
And he talks a lot.
Posts it.
So he talks a lot, making it seem like he's a foodie, but just because you have things to say doesn't necessarily make you an expert of anything, I guess. I don't know. That's his whole spiel.
Anyway, it's a good movie. You should check it out.
Check it out. Well, that's my whole spiel.
That was part three?
That was part three.
Well, what was it again? Foodies?
Foodies.
I agree.
We're all foodies.
Yeah, everyone's a foodie.
You don't need to tell us.
Everyone likes good food.
There are people out there who think that they could not eat food and survive off of sunlight. So I don't think those people are foodies.
No, that's something.
They are. They are. They actually all got caught. The ones that didn't die were eating
sunlight
donuts and shit.
Or like, I could go solarize and I'm a plant and gain my energy from the sun, which you do get like vitamin D from the sun. That's cool. You can't survive off of it.
Be cool if you could.
I know.
You can survive on the D.
Yeah. You want to drop some, you want to get in shape. You just stay inside for a little bit.
Yeah. I think the thing about foodies is that they think they know better than like Everyone likes good food or things that they think taste good. The foodies think that they know better what tastes good and why it tastes good.
They have a better developed palate.
Yeah, something like that.
I would say I have a pretty good palate, but I also, when I was driving here, drove past that Dairy Queen and I kind of want a corn dog. So, yes, I like fancy food, but I kind of want to go get a corn dog.
You want to go to Sonic if you're going to get a corn dog.
Oh, yeah, their fried stuff is pretty good.
Yeah. Corn dogs are delicious.
Yeah.
Does that make me a foodie?
No, it just makes you a man who enjoys a corn dog.
Should I feel ashamed for wanting a corn dog?
No, you shouldn't.
Okay.
What about six? Should I feel ashamed about that?
Now we're getting into shameful territory, yeah.
So what you're saying is I should be ashamed for eating 50 hot wings?
Yep. I guess it depends on how you're doing it. You know, if you're doing it in a competition, fine. If you're doing it in a closet and you're crying, like maybe that's something you want to look into.
And it's the third time this week.
Yeah.
I think that there's a deeper problem there. I don't think
you're hiding
the
trash from your family members.
I think it's
stacking it up in a corner.
Yeah.
That sounds just like a symptom of a much deeper problem.
Yeah. There should, yeah.
You should probably go get that checked out. I don't need to get like a food-based mental problem over Parmesan.
Maybe try some Parmesan. Try it. Everyone out there, just try it. Tell me you don't love it.
A spoon of Parmesan?
Yeah.
I can tell you right now I don't love it.
Drop a comment.
On our Instagram.
Reach out to us at theboneinpod@gmail.com.
Or theboneinpod on Instagram. Sometimes TikTok, if it lets me post.
Let us know. Spoonfuls of Parmesan. Yay or nay?
Nay.
Watch the yays come rolling in.
I'm going nay. All 25 nays.
Nope.
All right. Wrap it up. You good here?
I'm good.
All right. Wrapping it up. See you in the next one, everyone.
Breeding, because they're at that time, they're acceptable to breed with. You know what I mean?
They're breedable.
Yeah, they're breedable. So it's just like a natural instinct versus... You're not recording this, are you? God damn it.
All right, we're back. We're back. We got another bone to pick. And this time the bone to pick is... Melinda?
Chlamydia.
What? Why did you say? Anyway, Melinda?
Yes, I have a bone to pick.
You have a bone to pick?
It's going to come off superficial, but I have a deeper dive on it. So, a few weeks ago...
Okay to be superficial.
Yeah, but no shame if you're superficial. But yeah. A few weeks ago, I watched the 1980s cinematic film Roadhouse with Patrick Swayze and Jared was to come in with a pause right now and watch it.
Yeah, but if you're listening to this and you have not seen Roadhouse, go ahead and pause the podcast, go watch that and then come back.
There's a scene where Patrick Swayze is meeting the bar for the first time and he walks in and it's
hello,
super,
bar.
Yeah. Good to meet you.
I'm Patrick.
And it's a sleazy bar, and there's, like, gates up to keep people from throwing their beer bottles at the singer.
Fences.
And there's, oh yeah, fences. And Chain there's just fence. A lot going on. And there's these guys sitting there. One man, obviously middle-aged, has a smoking hot wife. And she's like sitting there with a very low tank top. And he's like, for $20, you can get yourself a titty kiss. And they're like, what? And he's like, for $20, you can kiss this girl's titties. And I was like, that's kind of wild. And I was kind of offended by it because obviously he's like pimping out his wife. But also another thing, it was $10 per booby to kiss. And I'm curious. And this is what I'm upset about is nowadays, if you were to go somewhere and somebody was like, hey, do you want to kiss these boobies? How much do you think they would charge for that?
Inflation.
Inflation. All Everything's right. inflated.
Including them boobies.
Including them boobies.
I'm going to look it up.
How much nowadays, what $10 was in the 80s versus.
Yeah.
I feel like $10 in the 80s, that was a lot.
Yeah. But I feel like if now somebody was like, hey, give me $10, I'll let you kiss my boobie. Like that's
a good deal.
Well, no, like, yeah, but maybe it's not the best boobie. It wasn't those boobies.
Well, okay. So let's start there. The quality of boobie is going to dictate the price that somebody's going to pay.
Yes. And she was a very beautiful lady. Like, I think she should have upcharged that. But maybe back in the 80s, $10 was a big deal.
I feel like that's a lot of money back then.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't alive at that time. I only had 2 years in the 80s, and I had no concept of what money was back then.
Or how much a $10 titty kiss would
All
be.
All right. I have the answer.
Can we guess?
Yep. You guys, I can't guess because I have the answer.
I want to say that's the equivalent of $65.
Whoa.
For the pair or for one?
Just
pair.
One.
For the pair?
Yeah, I would say I was going to go with like 60 to 80. I'm going to go with 80. I don't know.
It's disappointing. You guys are both wrong.
Oh.
It's $50.61.
That is pretty significant.
Mm-hmm. For the pair. So $25 per boob.
I do think that is appropriate. I would even say 30. I would say like $30 per boob. Because, I mean, why are you, obviously, like, why are you needing somebody to kiss your boob for money? You're going to need.
Why not?
And yeah. Then also, how much did the cost of cover, how much did it go into, like, so you have to account for that. So, like, A, you had to pay $20 to get in. So that's going to increase the price.
You were paying $20 to get into that bar. They probably didn't have a cover charge.
Not the double deuce. Not a chance. No. That place was dangerous.
Yeah.
Paying money to get out.
Yeah.
And that was, like, another thing is. Who's excited about kissing boobies these days? Like, that's not really risky.
I wouldn't pay for that.
Yeah. Like, somebody would be like, hey, $20 per kiss, you know, per boobie. And you'd be like, eh.
Right good. Now you wouldn't pay for that. But a 6 or 7 beers deep, you might.
You kiss a boobie?
Yeah, that might be the best idea you've ever heard.
I don't know, man. Like, when I used to go to strip clubs, you know, and you pay for the dance or whatever, the private dance, I don't get that either.
Just kind of a
it's like,
blue ball.
Yeah, there's, yeah. Why would I want to do that?
Why did you do it back then? Did you find thrill at that point? Or do you think that you've just aged now where you're like, eh, it's okay?
No, I didn't do it back then either. I would just go in there and hang out.
I guess this is what everybody else is doing.
There's boobs everywhere.
All right. I don't know what I would, like, I feel like I'm such an awkward person. Like, everybody's like, yeah, let's go. And I know a couple of females who go with their friends. And I don't know. I just sit there awkwardly. I don't think I'd look at anything. I'd probably just be like looking
at
up
the ceiling.
And then like looking down and then be like, how's it going, honey? And be like, ah. I don't see the thrill in it just because I'm super awkward. I'd make the whole experience awkward.
You'd actually be fine because it's pretty awkward for everybody in there.
Okay.
There's like 3 or 4 dudes that are just like
enjoying themselves.
Yeah, they've done this so many times that they know the drill, and then everybody else is just kind of like,
My father-in-law said they legitimately would have, like, there. It has been known to have business meetings at a strip club. I thought that was kind of interesting.
I don't think that's true anymore.
Like a vendor taking you to a strip club and be like, ah.
Yeah, I think.
That would be fucking weird, man.
Well, I think there's like some classy joints that you would do that at.
Classy strip joints?
Yeah.
Huh. What's classy about them?
I don't know. I've never
cleaner,
been to one,
maybe.
But I think there are.
They have a better buffet.
Yeah.
The food is better.
Foodie foods.
Yeah.
Yep. That's where foodies go.
Maybe the quality.
I really want to know what makes them classier.
Yeah, probably just cleaner. They're not, you know,
like less
better music
STDs.
Yeah, the STD count is much lower. It's not just on a brown, inconspicuous building off the side of the highway. It's actually like they embrace the fact that they have naked women inside.
All the lights are on.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
I mean, you're not ashamed to be there. I don't know.
You're like, whoa, she's attractive in the light too. Yeah.
And I mean, not to like, you know, if you want to go, if you're, I don't know. I don't want to, you know, shame anybody that wants to be a stripper, even if they're not society's version of beautiful. Go strip if you want. I don't care about that. But I just would be super awkward there.
Do you think OnlyFans is making it harder and harder for strip clubs to find strippers?
Maybe. Because you could make better money without being groped.
Yeah. Make money in the comfort of your own home.
Well, I don't know. I don't know if there even are what the status of the strip clubs in this town are.
I think there's two. There's the one down south.
Have they gone away?
I drive by the one all the time and it's still got the sign up.
Yep. And the parking lot at night is usually pretty full. So
I assume the one down south is still there. The two that have always been there.
I know one lost their liquor license. So that one, I don't know if that one's doing okay, but they keep on changing the name.
That one never had a liquor license.
Huh. Well, it's like BYOB, right? Bring your own beer.
No. Oh. You mean the one that's always been there? The one that's in every town? I can't remember what it's called. Showgirls?
No, it's not Showgirls. It's
Deja Vu.
Deja Vu.
Oh, wait. No, there's three then. Because there's Snooty Fox, Deja Vu, and TNTs, right?
Right. I think Deja Vu, their thing was
they've never had a liquor license
because you can go in there when you're 18. So
no, yeah. It's because they can do full nude.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's what it is.
So what's the correlation between full nude and because they're afraid that a bunch of men are going to come in and get like wasted and.
Well, you see that tiny piece of fabric creates a barrier that keeps drunk men out of it.
The power.
And then if you don't have that piece of fabric, you can't have drunk men anywhere near. Because they'll just get right in.
Yeah.
It's a barrier. Like it has gravitational force. It's like,
you can't pass it. Drunk men can't get past it.
Yeah.
That's really sad.
It's true tragedy.
For the drunk men? Who's it sad for?
I don't know. The people there that women want to make money and then some men have to come in and ruin. I don't know.
That happens everywhere.
Yeah.
Anywhere you're trying to do anything where you enjoy yourself, there's some man that's.
And then if a woman gets attacked there, they're like, well, they shouldn't have been stripping. But what if they like in doing that and they're making good money from it?
I think that's the one area where I don't know that I've ever heard that argument made. Because it's understood, like, yeah, she was doing what she was getting paid to do.
Right.
This guy's an asshole. Fuck
yeah.
You.
Yeah.
I don't know if I've ever heard anybody defend someone attacking a stripper.
I mean, there.
She had it coming.
No, that's the thing is that there are people out there that are like, well, maybe she shouldn't have, but you don't know why she's doing that.
Oh, yeah, there's people who would, say that she shouldn't have been doing. She should have never been.
People,
she shouldn't be a stripper if you don't want men to touch on you or you know.
Right.
If there's somebody out there shaming you for eating Parmesan, there's somebody out there shaming for.
Good point.
Anything.
Good point.
I mean, you even wear like a tank top. Like, if you show too much cleavage, people get upset. Like, that's just weird. I don't know. Maybe I'm just a little bit more advanced than...
So, question. This is a bone to pick.
Oh, yeah. I forgot we're here.
What's the bone to pick?
Yeah, this is more...
Inflation.
Oh, inflation.
Yeah, it just made me sad that back
the
then...
The titties don't cost what they used to.
Yeah. It made me realize quite like how expensive things got over the past 30 to 40 years that back then $10 is a big deal to that girl getting her boobs kissed on versus nowadays.
Oh yeah. You wouldn't even lift your shirt for less than $20.
Yeah. Like, well, no thank you. And then also like how society has become so desensitized that a booby kiss really isn't that big of a deal.
Mm-mm.
They're probably doing that in high school. And now it's like, if somebody's like $10 a booby kiss, you'd be like, actually, that's more of a red flag that you're offering that for A, $10, and then B, like, what are you doing?
It is kind of a turnoff.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, you instantly are like, hmm.
Yeah. But 10 years ago, do you think that you'd be in a different state? Like 20
years
later?
like negative 8-year-old Jared.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Because Dan said that back in the day it was still kind of like meh, but
what was meh?
Going in, like, if somebody 10 years ago would have offered you a $10 booby kiss, how would you feel about that versus today?
Value wise?
Not value wise, but would you be just like, all right, or would you be like, are you okay?
I don't think I would ever pay someone to kiss her. I said that earlier. I wouldn't do that.
Might go ask what their life situation's like. But anyways, that's my bone to pick.
Are you doing okay?
Are you doing okay?
Are you all right, sweetie?
Yeah. Like,
do you need
some
help?
Do you have somewhere to live? Do you have good?
Is this guy blink if you want some help?
Probably. That's another scary thing. Yeah. So if somebody were to offer that, like, what is their life like?
Right. Because he offered it, right?
Yeah, he offered it. Yeah. And I assume that was her like husband or her boyfriend or whatever. But
her pimp.
Her pimp. And I would just be like, are you okay? Why is this man offering your body?
What? That makes it kind of sad then, because this poor girl was
stop making shit sad.
There's nothing sad.
I always get yelled at for that.
Making things sad.
You guys are always yelling at making sad stuff.
Yeah, just again, it's so surface level. Sad. And like when you go back and watch movies from the past, there's a lot of things that are no longer, I think, acceptable. And I think maybe that's
Yes, a shitload of things you can't get away with.
Kind
of
cool.
Oh, like Dazed and Confused, where they're just beating the shit out of the freshman. Like,
yeah.
That doesn't fly.
It was a good
anymore.
Movie, though.
Well, like, even not that long ago, like we were talking about Tropic Thunder last night.
Mm-hmm.
It's
still a good movie, but you couldn't make it nowadays. I don't think it would fly.
No.
Like, it couldn't even get past the...
For all kinds of reasons.
I'll bet you could.
No.
I bet you could still make it.
I mean, make it. It wouldn't get put out. Or it would, once they heard about the blackface, that wouldn't.
Yeah, wouldn't fly.
That wouldn't fly. And then I guess they were making fun of, what's the word we're allowed to use? Neurodivergent folks.
Mm-hmm. Wait, when were they making fun of? Oh, yeah. That's the main thing.
Whole movie.
I was like, I had to think about it. I was like, when did they do that? Oh, yeah, that's right. Ben Stiller.
Simple Jack.
Yeah. That is my poem to pick.
And then the guy in the blackface said the R word.
Oh, yeah. I had to think which R word.
Not the other R word. Not the S-A-R word. Mm-hmm. The R word.
Oh, yeah.
Like a bunch of times, which I don't think you're allowed to say that anymore.
No. Mm-mm. That's why we're calling it the R word.
I don't know. I like to say it. I don't like to say it. I say it sometimes.
I say it all the time.
I love it. Anyway, so the bone to pick was inflation?
Yeah.
It's kind of maybe inflation.
Yeah, titty inflation.
But not that kind of
titty inflation.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I forgot. Titty inflation.
That's not how they do it.
Just like pump you up. Just
yeah, it's not just air.
You got to go in every like 60 days and get them repumped.
Expanded.
You can get the nitrogen stuff put in if you're fancy.
Then it doesn't drop as much then when it gets cold.
They put a green nipple on.
Oh man, I was watching another movie from the 80s. I can't remember what it was. And there was a bunch of topless girls that obviously had implants. The implants are way better nowadays.
They're way, way better.
I didn't realize how bad implants were back in the 80s.
Maybe it's happening less. Maybe that's it.
Oh, no. I know a lot of people who...
People still...
Oh, I know tons of girls who have...
Do you?
Yeah.
What are their names? Where do they live? Can phone numbers?
But looking at those ones versus like nowadays, you're like, whoa, that looked really bad and I hope she didn't pay a lot of money for that. What movie was that? They were all like pointy. Like it didn't look right. They were
like going different directions. And...
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's good. That's not sad. How far medicine has gone to make really good boobies.
Yeah, there we go.
Thank God for medicine.
There we go.
And boobies. Is that all of it?
Yeah, that's all of it.
We're good here?
Yep.
Wrapping it up. On to the next one. See you in a few minutes, guys.
Oh, do one.
I've done one. Yeah,
nope.
All right, we're good.
Dan, you've got something to say? Maybe a complaint or a bone to pick, possibly?
No.
No. Okay. All right.
Yeah, I don't have anything.
He's going to go home now.
See ya.
Yep. Bye, everyone. Just kidding. I have one. So my bone to pick is with Generations.
That's a very boomer thing to complain about.
Nope. It's actually the opposite of that.
Oh, okay.
I'm complaining about...
Millennials.
Now, I'm not complaining about any of the generations. It's just the generations in general. I don't think they should. I think the whole thing is stupid.
You're saying the idea of splitting us up into generations.
Splitting us up into generations and people having characteristics based on when they were born is dumb.
I think that was a very strategic thing for somebody to do. So that way it's kind of us versus them. I think that's a thing to separate us all.
Yeah.
It's a tactic.
Well, so the couple of things that bother me about it is, one, there's no unified, they're all different. Like, depending on where you look, they start in different places.
Mm-hmm.
The generations aren't the same length.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, it's all pretty random.
Yeah.
So, like, I was born in 1980. So, I have 6 tabs up where I typed in, what generation am I? And in 3 of them, I'm a millennial. In the other 3, I'm Gen X. So there's nobody even knows when it starts. And it's just like it's a random fucking thing. It's dumb.
When people explain Gen X qualities versus millennial qualities, in which category do you feel a little bit more comfortable?
I don't know. What are the qualities?
Like Gen X people, pitching. I always hear like Gen Xers are independent because they're latchkey kids. But I don't know. I'm a millennial and I'm also a latchkey kid. So.
Yeah, I know plenty of independent millennials. I don't know. Most of the people I know that are millennials don't count on their parents for everything.
But also, I think it's acceptable to lean on your parents right now because of. So.
Well, and that's another thing. Like there's the input is different. For everyone, like the millennials or Gen Z is the next one.
I have no idea.
Is that it?
Yeah, Zoomers. Yep.
Yeah.
They're having a tough time right now because everything is 200 times more expensive, like boobies, than it was before. So it's not, you can't even
compare.
Right. So you can't, the whole
apples and assholes.
Right. So dependency on parents, you can't even really, and to an extent, that was. Kind of started with the millennials and the Great Recession.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, can't necessarily hold that against them because it was something where you used to be able to get an apartment for an affordable rate. You could work at a normal job without a degree.
Yeah,
in a certification.
You could have a single family income,
right,
and afford a house.
I know a Gen X family, so it's a couple, and they have 2 kids, and they live with their parents. They have a mother-in-law suite downstairs that their parents live in. So the parents. Are retired and they're helping pay for this giant house that everybody lives in. It's like a multi-generational home.
Yeah, I know some people like that.
And that's okay.
There's like the main house and then mm-hmm. there's another door that goes to their apartment thing.
My aunt and uncle lived with my grandpa and grandpa. Grandpa and grandma.
Grandpa.
Same thing. Like they had the basement was kind of sectioned off, had a separate kitchen and stuff down there, but they lived in the basement.
Yeah.
And isn't that more... Aren't we kind of returning back to, wasn't that more typical
appropriate,
back in the day? In
like, if you watch Charlie in the Chocolate Factory, like he's living with his grandparents and his parents and it's a multi-generational home.
Exactly. So is that.
So you can't, it's like something, and that's another thing I'll read where people are like, oh, the millennials, but everybody's doing that right now. I don't think it's just, you know, like if I could have a second support. Of living with my parents, I totally would.
Well, but I'm not saying that it's okay because it shows a sign of regression because we financially and economically moved to a point where, okay, now everybody
where
can
you
have
can't afford to.
And now like we achieved that and now we're regressing back to where we were.
But how cool would it be if you had kids and you're like, okay, well, my parents are taking care of my kids so I can go work and I don't have to pay for daycare. And now they are... getting their family. You know what I mean? Like, I just feel like there's a family cohesion.
Yeah. And you see,
that's pretty cool.
You see your parents, especially in their later years, you see them more and more and there's, there's not that disconnect. But I also, you know, I still live in the same area as my parents, so it's not like we're strangers.
Yeah, I just think that's a cool thing. But no, I get that. And so, but again, I think it's a tactic of being like, ooh, millennials have to do this or Gen Z has to do this. But I know a lot of people ranging from so many different ages doing them.
Yeah. It's just it's a way to kind of disqualify people, I think. Well, like a thing that people in older generations like to do is make fun of the younger generations for not being able to do things that no longer exist, like drive a manual or balance a checkbook, or how to dial a rotary telephone. Like, why would you know how to dial a rotary telephone?
Exactly, yeah.
If like, you've never seen one because it's a dead technology, like, what's the point?
Dumb.
Yeah. If you want to stump a millennial, put one of these in front of them. It's like, well,
but why? Why would that ever be in front of them in, like, in a efficient manner?
And the flip side of that is the people who would say that also have to call you over every single time they have to do
right.
an update on their computer.
Or well, what I used to do at work was a fun thing is the older folks would ask me to fix their computers all the time. And so I would fuck with them. Like I would take a screenshot of their desktop and then make that their desktop. So none of the icons were clickable anymore.
That's a super good thing to do.
Yeah. It's fun. You can turn them upside down too. Mm-hmm. It's like control window and then press up or something. You can flip the screen upside down.
They're like, what happened?
Everything still works. It's just upside down. It's fun. But right. I think that was Windows 7. I don't think you can do that anymore.
And you still have to have the same understanding with them is, okay, well, why would they be as proficient with a computer?
I didn't give them shit. I just showed them how to do it. And mainly it was, I'd show them how to do it so I could quit doing it.
And the hard thing with that is they never catch on and then you're always having to do it.
Right. Yeah.
Just digging yourself in a hole.
Yeah. You shouldn't help people if you can avoid it. But
yeah,
I don't know. It's just, it's like that. Is it the Myers-Briggs thing?
The personality
categories. Thing. Like that's all bullshit too.
Oh yeah.
People still, they're like, oh, I'm an INTJ and.
Right.
You know, none of that. You're just putting yourself in groups for some reason. Everyone loves doing that.
Well, first of all, it's a tall task to suggest that you've figured out the human psyche and have been able to categorize it into neat little sections. I mean, that's crazy because you could probably take a group of people.
Well, it's what you think of yourself is what comes out.
Right. So you're actively thinking of it. You know, you're taking a personality test.
Yeah.
So you're going to answer the questions that in the light of who you want to be, not truthfully who you are. Mm-hmm. And you could probably even do it, you know, take a test before lunch versus take a test after lunch and get wildly different results from the people.
I do think that birth order is a big deal though. Like if I meet somebody and I'm like, are you an older child? And they're like, yeah. I'm like, that makes sense. Like when you told me that you were the youngest child, I get that.
What's young child?
I don't know. Just, or like when Dan tells me that he's a middle child, I'm like, yep, I totally see that. Versus my partner, who's an older child, the oldest child, the oldest of his.
So siblings. What are some attributes of an older child?
I feel like they have to take charge on everything. I have an older sister and she has to take charge on everything. And my partner has to take charge on everything. And just like they have, like, it's just a little bit harder to talk them down to things because it has to be their way versus like a middle child versus like a younger child.
But see, so that would
so be. So what would a younger child do in that situation? The youngest child.
I think they are a little bit more.
Smaller.
No, I don't think smaller. I think.
Younger.
They.
Submissive.
Not even submissive. I think the middle child is submissive versus the older child. The youngest child will kind of like want their own way, but eventually like they're not right away to laying down and being like, okay, whatever. Versus they'll be like, you know, I actually do prefer it this way. But they're a little bit more flexible than an older child. I don't know.
I do like those like TikToks where they're like, I'm a middle child, of course. And they just cut away.
Yep. Dude, I was left behind so many times as a middle child.
It cracks me up.
I would just drive away and I'd be like, hey.
I got left at the Oktoberfest.
Yeah. Middle children
in Germany.
Nobody cares about us.
There's like a million people there,
and that's like that's across the
fair
board.
Though. I mean,
it happened more than once.
And were you
like every time I watch Joe Dirt, I just cry.
it just brings up terrible feelings
of being left somewhere by my family. It happened like three or four times.
I was
times.
At a Blockbuster, and that's back when Super Nintendo was a big deal. And I was looking at the cartridges for Super Nintendo. It's the one with the fighting. It wasn't Street Fighter. It was
Street Fighter.
Mortal Kombat. And all Mortal of a sudden Fighter. My mom comes in and she's like, oh, where have you been? And I was like, I've been literally in the spot. They had gotten into the car. They had rented their movie.
And then you get
got into
at.
The car. They had left. And then where's Melinda? And they came back to come pick me up. And my mom was mad. And I was like,
and
I
they yell at you
the whole time.
It was literally, this has happened. That exact thing happened where I was looking at something. I didn't move. Nothing changed in my world. For like 10 minutes, I was just standing somewhere. And then I come, you know, my mom comes running in and she's yelling at me because they left me. And I didn't even know I had been left. Like I found out by getting yelled at for being left.
How many times were you left?
Zero.
Because you're the baby.
Baby. They like you.
They do like you. Actually, I've been, I don't mean to. I went to your parents' house one time. There were no pictures of you. And I was like,
oh, no, they don't have any pictures of you.
So it was a wrench in your heart argument.
But it's, I think what Melinda's saying is pretty on point, though, because they love your oldest brother, right?
He's everywhere.
Mm-hmm. He's like the hero of the family.
Do you think that he, and I'm sorry if Jared's brother is listening, but do you think that he is a little bit more like he likes things his way and he's going to get it his way? Or do you think things are a little bit more?
I'm terrible at reading people, so I'm the wrong person to ask. I don't pick up on what
is that a younger child thing
of what
he can't read people.
I don't know, my brother maybe my brother can't read people very well. We're all like that though,
I think. Yeah.
Like me and my brother are very I don't know. Dylan's sister is kind of like that too. Maybe that is the youngest thing. They just don't care anymore. They're just like, ah.
Is that a spectrum thing?
Not being able to pick up on social cues?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Emotionally numb.
I think so.
Or socially stupid. Yeah,
it depends on why it happens, I think.
Jared finds out on air that he has some spectrum neurodivergency. Yeah,
this is news to me.
Retro.
Well, that's why it's a spectrum. Yeah. So we can fit everyone on it.
Yeah, technically, I mean, you could be 0.0001 and you're not really neurodivergent, but you're still on the spectrum, right?
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know how it works.
I don't know how it works either. I just know sometimes like I'll read things and I'm like, huh, that's a little bit close to home. And
I took a test once that said I might be a sociopath.
Oh yeah, I remember that. Because you sent me the results and you're like, hey, look.
I was like, hey, check this out.
Yeah, I said, huh, that makes sense.
They were like, you should see someone. And I never
started
did.
Styling your phone. Like,
so people just show up at the door. It's like the FBI.
Yeah, you finish it and all of a sudden you hear like a knock. It's like, excuse me?
But again, so same thing as like the Myers-Briggs thing. Was this on the internet, I'm assuming?
The sociopath test?
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's supposed to be like a pretty legit precursor kind of test. I don't remember what it was.
You have pre-sociopathy?
Yeah.
You're pre-sociopathic?
Harry.
Pre-sociopathic and pre-diabetic.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, I'm just kidding. About the diabetic thing.
Or the sociopath thing. What were you joking
you
about?
You pick. It'll be a fun game we can play. Am I diabetic or sociopath?
Drop a comment. Reach out to us at the bottom.
What do you think Dan has?
What is it?
Vote on our Instagram if you think that Dan is pre-diabetic.
I don't know which answer I want. Like, I think they're both bad.
One's better than the other.
I don't know.
Which one is better?
Yeah, which one's better?
Would you rather?
For me, I'd rather be a sociopath.
Okay, tomorrow, you wake up and you find out.
Yeah, diabetes sucks. You, like, limbs fall off. You
can't heal.
Your eyesight and shit, yeah.
There's a lot of things.
Well, no, but which one would you rather have people think about you? See, that's where I'm like, if people start, you know, there's bad attributes attached with both.
If you were in the news and they said a pre-diabetic man, or they said a pre-sociopathic man, would you rather be?
Well, if I'm a sociopath, I don't care.
Okay. So, oh, that's true. There you go.
Well, yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
So that proves I'm not a sociopath.
Because it bothered you?
Nah, really.
Oh, yeah. So God, then there you go.
It doesn't. I want it to. I think it should, but I don't care.
Yeah, that's how it works. You know, just like a psychopath knows what emotions should be. Yeah. It can often fake them, but.
And that's another thing that the internet puts out there is if you have these traits, you're autistic. If you have these traits, you have ADHD. If you know somebody who has these traits, they're a narcissist. It kind of tricks you into thinking things that maybe aren't.
Well, yeah, that's another group people are like chomping at the bit to join these days, where they're just self-diagnosing themselves with all kinds of anxiety disorders and things like that.
Yeah. Yeah, that's weird. The TikTok stuff.
Yeah.
And another concert story. Dan and I went to a concert one time, and somebody that we went with told Dan that he had an anxiety disorder. And Dan's like, we all have anxiety.
Did I say that to him?
I can't remember. It was an interesting night.
Oh, that guy.
Yeah.
Oh, I totally sent it to him.
I was like, oh, it was, yeah.
That guy sucked. I wanted to hurt his feelings.
I think you did hurt his feelings.
I hope so.
Not if he's a sociopath.
Not if he is.
Yeah.
But if I am, I can totally.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure I did. Who's that?
And me.
Oh.
You Tum Tum? You Tum Tum Brum?
Probably.
But when people tell me stuff, and like my brother was, he went to a therapist. He had to pay so much money to be diagnosed with ADHD. So he legitimately has it because he went and paid money. But that's another thing is like if you went and paid money and somebody's like, yep, would you pay money to find out whether or not you're a sociopath?
I don't think I want to know.
Mm. Would you pay money to find out if you're pre-diabetic?
Yes. Again, I don't think. I'm just ignore it until my foot falls off or whatever happens to you.
I already paid money to find out that I am not.
Oh, good job. Congrats.
Yeah.
Did you throw a party and like you cut into a cake to find out the reveal?
We'll see about this.
What color is it if you have diabetes?
We'll just test your glucose afterwards and see. Yeah. You're like, oh, he's not.
We should start doing that. Diabetes, yeah, blood work reveals.
I want to have one for
and then
my...
you can't have any of the cake.
You just like take it away from you. You're like, no.
Nope, no cake for you.
Just dump it straight in the trash. <You're>
like... So like, just push it over right into a trash can.
Pre-diabetic. No, I did.
We have this terrible tasting cake for you. It's just like a pile of carrots.
No. I did tell my sister-in-law, I'm going to get I adopted a dog and I don't know what he is yet. What type of dog? So I want to get a health screening or you whatever. Did?
Huh? Bandit?
Yeah.
No.
Because I don't know what he is. And I told my sister-in-law that we were going to have a reveal party for him.
I thought you did know what he was.
I have assumptions.
I mean, I know what he looks like.
Dan does not believe that breeds have specific traits, and I do. So that's another thing that we have arguments on.
I don't know. I don't know how much I believe it.
Because I fully believe that herding dogs have a certain specific trait, because that's why, versus Labradors, versus, yeah. I think they all have their own little.
Like border collies?
Like border collies, kinda, for sure.
They have that same, yeah, the herding mentality to them.
Versus like if you meet a pit bull, they're always potatoes. Just always potatoes.
Well, Gibson was part pointer, and he would point.
Mm-hmm.
I have no idea why.
Because
so,
that's what he wanted to do.
It's in his blood.
Well, he just pointed. Yeah, it's more like the behavioral things. I think are bullshit.
No, I think that's totally accurate. I think that cattle dogs will nip. They're just bred to nip, and without any warning, because. If you show sheep warning, they're going to catch on.
No,
versus,
but I'm talking about like they're, you know, prone to anger and biting and
I'm prone
aggressive
to anger.
And things like that. I mean, it's
I think dachshunds are aggressive because they need to be aggressive because of the fact that they were bred to hunt. And maybe over time they have tried to breed that out. But I think that's, you know, if you're bred to hunt something that's also vicious, you're going to have a little bit of spice.
Yeah, you got to be a tough motherfucker to take down a badger.
Yeah, and I've seen some really tough dachshunds. And I was like, whoa, you scare me. And you were like maybe 15 pounds.
Well, they get all like bowed up.
Yeah, yeah. They charge you. Corgis. I've seen some really like scary corgis, believe it or not, because they're herding dogs. I've seen them lay down.
What a corgi? Like herding guinea pigs?
What are they herding?
They're like little herding dogs. I don't know what they are meant for herding, but they do herd. They have very strong herding instincts.
Huh.
Yeah. But I think that they have traits.
I thought that was more of a, not a functional breed, but more of like a...
I don't think they're functional
a
now.
A show breed?
Yeah, show breed.
Like, very cute. We have a friend that has a corgi named Captain.
Captain...
I don't know. Captain Corgi?
Tennille.
I was going to say Tennille.
I don't know. I don't know why he's named
Kirk?
Captain.
Yeah, you can't just stop a captain. You got to have...
Well, there was that one guy that was named the Captain on that one show. I can't remember what it was.
But that's the Captain.
So yeah. You don't think that generations have qualities, like behavioral qualities, but animals do?
I don't think breeds on the whole, like when people say all pit bulls are aggressive, that's not true. Some pit bulls are aggressive. Some of, you know, it depends on what, like what you're saying with breeding, like, how they do that is they breed selectively. Like if they want aggression, they have a litter of puppies. Four of them are aggressive. They breed those four together. They
also
get more aggression.
I will say if you live in a small apartment and you're breeding pit bulls, like your socialization, it's not going to be great. Your way of treating those puppies aren't going to be great. I think that's going to lay down their behavior the rest of their life.
Right. Yeah. I mean, there's just more to it.
If you're
going to
make a quick buck off of a bunch of pit bull puppies,
well, yeah, nature versus nurture. If
yeah, so there's some of that involved too.
So then, bringing this back to the generational thing, so obviously there is going to be things different about different people depending on when they're born. So we're talking about the technology phase, right?
Like right. Well, like what Melinda was saying with the older, middle, younger thing, the way we are is because of the way we were treated.
So that's what I was going to ask was, so the differences between millennials and boomers, that's a nurture thing, right? Not necessarily nurture, but more of,
I guess your environment.
Their moms were at home. They were taken care of by their moms versus now, like most moms go out and work and you are either a latchkey kid where you walk home.
Raised by your teachers?
Yeah. Versus, you know, were you
in underpaid teachers?
Daycare? Did you go to camp? How socialized were you? Did you have your mom around? Did you have your dad around? Versus, you know, so boomers had parents, mothers around, their fathers. I don't know where they were at war. I don't know. And then versus like if you were raised in the 80s, your mom was probably working. Did your mom work?
Mm-hmm.
Did your mom work?
Yeah.
Yeah, my mom worked.
Yeah, out of necessity because you can't be single income anymore unless you make $250,000 a year.
Yeah, it's wild. So we're kind of left to our own. And I don't know how children are now. Like, what was the Z like? What was their life like? I wonder.
I don't know any Zs.
Yeah. I mean, my nieces are all Zs, but.
Probably kind of shitty. That whole pandemic thing right smack in the middle of their.
Would that be the Z's or would that be the...
Are we already on another one?
Let's see. No, I think we're still on Z's.
So, well, yeah, I think...
You don't matter if you were born after 2012.
Ah, when they stopped counting.
Yeah.
That was my other question. When did this start?
When did the generation...
The greatest generation. The greatest generation I remember. Because my mom telling me that she was Gen X. And I was like, okay, I don't know what that means.
Sure. So the lost generation was the first one. And that's 1883 to 1900.
I don't know
I think they're all gone.
Oh.
Yeah, they're lost.
thoughts and prayers to the Lost Generation.
Yeah, they're probably not around if they...
Hey, if you're a listener and you're in the Lost Generation, can you just leave it a comment on our Instagram?
Can you please reach us on our spirit box, I guess?
Send us a telegram.
Maybe you can turn a light on or off or something. It would be great to talk to you if you...
Let's have some opinions.
You can work that out. And then there's the Greatest Generation, Silent Generation, Baby Boomers, Generation X, Millennials, which is Generation Y, Zoomers, which is Z, and then Alpha, which is early 2010s to mid 2020s.
Just to recap, so your bone to pick is not generations with generations. It's with the segregation of people.
People should stop talking shit about people because of when they were born and talk shit to them because they're assholes.
Yeah.
Not because they were born at the wrong time.
Yeah. I think we should stop. So if your skin color is different, that's okay.
Yeah,
if
you can hate people because their skin... Wait, what?
No, but that's what it is. So we're moving past, you know, I think we've as a society decided that, yeah, like racism is pretty messed up and we shouldn't. So I think that's like the next thing is people like, oh, I can't do that. Well, you know what I hate? Millennials.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and that's another thing too. Like, so let's say we're all millennials in this room.
We are all millennials in this room.
Depending on who you ask, we're all millennials. I'm a floater. I'm on the edge. I'm a valence millennial. But
that's pretty rad, actually.
That was actually kind of... You should say that. You should put that forward.
Let's say... So we're all millennials, right? We were all born in the United States. So maybe we're all similar because of that. We're all born in like... Or raised in the same area. What if you were born in 1980, but you're born in India?
Right.
How could you possibly be in any way similar to me?
I doubt it. Yeah.
Well, and even within the United States, someone born in LA is going to have a drastically different upbringing than somebody born out here.
Yeah. Or in Oklahoma or upstate. What have
New
you?
York.
Like, there's way too many
variables
to try and pin it down to when you were born.
Right.
It's your star sign. Do you think that has anything to do with it?
You mean where the stars were when you were
born? Yeah. Are you?
It's the same exact thing.
Such a Cancer thing to say.
Ugh.
Yeah, I'm a. You were joking, right?
Yeah,
okay.
What are you supposed to be? What is your? They changed it recently.
That's a lie. That's like something the internet.
It's different now. They dropped a new set of stars.
That's such a Cancer thing to do.
The new stars dropped, bro.
The new stars are out, bro. Did you get them?
Get them new stars?
I don't know what I'm
saying. I think I'm a Samantha. I don't know.
I think I'm a Samaritan.
Whatever the star sign for Samantha is, I think that's... That was the slutty lady.
Okay, here's another one. What type of Cheetos do you prefer? Because I like puffy Cheetos.
I like puffy.
Yeah. Dan?
Trump.
Oh. All right, guys. So... Here we go.
Whatever kind of Cheeto Trump is, that's the one I like.
Ew.
Puffy?
Wispy.
He's greasy.
We've been recording for like 2 hours.
Yeah.
This has been happening for a long time. I think we're going to wrap this up now.
Yep.
Unless anyone has anything else to say.
No, I'll go off on another tangent.
About millennials or Gen Z. Or wait, no, those are the same. No. Whatever. Good?
Yep.
Good.
All right, guys. Okay.